and the Word was made flesh. What does that really mean? Does the Word become matter? Does the Word become this physical sense of body? Is that what that capital Word, made flesh, really means? Let's see if we can clear up that today, because there have been some questions about it. The Word, the capital Word that John speaks about, that is made flesh, is that invisible spiritual substance that I am. And it comes to us in moments of deep meditation, first as an awareness, without any form. And then it may take the form in consciousness of an idea. And that is the Word that is made flesh. It is something that we can never see with our eyes, our human sense of sight. This body is the Word made flesh. But not what you see. This is the body that I have. It is a spiritual body made of spiritual substance, and it is eternal in the heavens. But my mind interprets it as a physical sense of body, which is only a concept. It's only a mental image of the body that I have, the spiritual body, which is the temple of God, which is the Word made flesh. For in the Bible, as is pointed out in this book, flesh is used in two senses. The flesh that withers and dies. But if it is the Word, it is eternal. Air conditioning is something that we have known about only perhaps in this last 75 years. But air conditioning, as a spiritual idea, as a spiritual principle, has existed always. The principle from which what we call air conditioners come has always existed. It was always there in consciousness. It was there in the consciousness of the people who walked in the Holy Land 2,000 years ago. But they were not aware of it. They could have had it. They could have had refrigeration. This could have happened in the days of Moses. And they wouldn't have had to be told not to eat shellfish and things like that that spoil so easily. They could have had refrigeration. It was there in their consciousness. But their consciousness had not unfolded in that area to the extent of the principle of air conditioning taking form as a principle. Because every inventor, I'm sure, must work with the principle on which the invention is based before it becomes a tangible thing. So along in the 20th century, this principle took form, became flesh in the consciousness of an individual. And that was the flesh that is the Word and that does not perish. Now, you've probably all had air conditioners that perished and that didn't work and that didn't function. That's the flesh that withers as the grass. In other words, when the principle, which is eternal, is converted into a physical form, a physical sense of the principle, it can wear out, and it can break down, and it can crumble. It reminds me of the radiators in automobiles. Certainly the radiator in an automobile that holds the water and the coolant or the free zone is a spiritual principle. It's based on a spiritual principle. And yet we have had radiators in our automobiles down here that have crumbled. I mean that. They have crumbled right before our eyes, presumably from the salt water. That's the flesh that withers and dies. But the principle of the radiator is eternal, and we could get a new radiator. And so when the air conditioner breaks down, it doesn't mean that you can't have an air conditioner again. For the principle, which has been revealed now in consciousness, is available always and eternally available. But it always was available. Only the people of 150 years ago didn't know about it. It hadn't come to their awareness. The very first afternoon, I spoke about the truth that everything that you will ever need in all of this lifetime and in all the lifetimes to come is already in your consciousness. And it was in your consciousness in the lifetimes that you have lived before. But it comes to your awareness in some particular moment when it is necessary and when it is a right and harmonious and perfect unfoldment. It's just the same with this body. Consciousness is always embodied. Someone asked that question, why must it be? Because consciousness must always be expressed. And the consciousness that I am formed itself as an instrument for me to use called my body. And it formed itself for you as an instrument to use called your body. And it formed itself of spiritual substance that never changes, that is forever perfect, forever whole, that never knows a trace of disease of any kind. It never dies. That body that your consciousness formed of its own substance, you carry with you eternally. It's yours, and you never lose it. That is the Word made flesh.